Beyond Shakespeare is sponsored by the Malone Society, the permanent utility of original texts. Go to malonesociety.com for more information.
The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus. Read by Robert Crichton. Chapter 26. How Faustus was asked a question concerning the spirits that vex men.
"That is most true," saith he to Faustus, "concerning the stars and planets. But I pray you, in what kind or manner do the spirits use to vex men so little by day and so greatly by night?"
Dr. Faustus answered, "Because the spirits are by God forbidden the light. Their dwelling is in darkness, and the clearer the sun shineth, the further the spirits have their abiding from it. But in the night, when it is dark, they have their familiarity and abiding near unto us men. For although in the night we see not the sun, yet the brightness thereof so lighteneth the first moving of the firmament, as it doth here on earth in the day, by which reason we are able to see the stars and planets in the night. Even so, the rays of the sun piercing upwards into the firmament, the spirits abandon the place, and so come near us on earth, the darkness filling our heads with heavy dreams and fond fancies, with shrieking and crying in many deformed shapes. And sometimes, when men go forth without light, there falleth to them a fear, that their hair standeth on end. So many start in their sleep, thinking there is a spirit by him, gropeth or feeleth for him, going round about the house in his sleep, and many such like fantasies. And all this is for because in the night the spirits are more familiarly by us, that we are desirous of their company, and so they carry us, blinding us, and plaguing us more than we are able to perceive."
You've been listening to The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus, read by Robert Crichton. There is more from Faustus on our Patreon, where there are exclusive exploring sessions where we take a deep dive into the text, and early access to other chapters of the book. There's also extensive work available on the play adaptation by Christopher Marlowe and other hands. Links are available in the show description.